wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is April 23rd, 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I want to welcome aboard the listeners, and we have a little bit of readjustment that we need to make, which we'll make in this hour on the information that was just given in the last hour, which I understand the last 6 or 5 minutes of Parker Pathways was not recorded, and that's not the station's fault at all. I mean, that has to do with other forces at work. Before that happens, I want to make sure I get Jeff from Idaho. Jeff, thank you for calling.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Yeah, you had a 4579 laser disc dropout for 5 or 6 minutes. I heard part of the sulfur comment. For 3 years we've been talking about atomic hydrogen that the Club of Rome, doesn't want used, and that could displace all this other stuff. And the lies about Syria are making doctors postal on all these technical issues. The District of Columbia, State of California, is guilty of treason for dumping the water to create the fake drought to collect the property for the UN. You got about a week to use the 2008 SCOTUS data with ANA's data, the sessions at the Department of Justice in The Hague, and the Department of Justice is a for-profit, unconstitutional organization. And there's a red line coming up, and if it passes, it's going to be like the crossing the Rubicon. Trump will be stuck with the last treasonous Congress. Congress' original meeting was the international lawmaking body. May 9th meeting is completely unconstitutional. If Trump is all about these illegal things and wants to be lawful, those things need to be considered. Session needs to go and find all the June 2015 filings that ANA made and then start investigating with the Barr 1947 violations exposed. If you do not want to go along, then you can't fix the project we're working on. The lawful court system needs to be put in place. So the state machine has got 5 ferroelectrics, 1,000 units, and 5 log period antennas per state. You got any answers for me on if you're going to be able to do that with the time frame you got?
Yeah. There is time more than one thinks about. The next 6 weeks will be there'll be time within the framework of the government for change. For what we're talking about, because the March on Science that occurred yesterday had to be developed and paid for by more than a Soros-type person.
Right.
And
by definition, a seditious activity.
Yeah. It is, and it's where we are is that they're very exposed at the UN, and they must make it. They're trying to work faster, but they can't because the irony is human nature.
And the black swans from the past couple of years, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's a there is a huge, a tremendous effort in the underground system to work on the court system in a different way. And where President Trump is in a rock and a hard place, if you just want, I just want to go back for a minute. You see what President Trump is doing. Is exactly what he said. He's going to change regulations. He's going to work there. But what he doesn't say in the other part of the sentence is that the regulations that he's talking about are the ones that are set up to kill the population of the earth. So now he has the water's the weapon. Okay, remember when Donald Trump was in the premier, you know, in the primaries. And he sought our modest program out concerning the water, and he was heading, you know, for Flint, Michigan at that time on his plane. So we had the interview. And then he goes to Mississippi, that was his next stop and the whole thing, and he's on his plane, and we got the other interview part. Well, parts of that second interview, which lasted, by the way, I did not realize that he was recording for 90 minutes, and he was only in the air for 22 minutes, and so he now it's coming out that he wanted to. I didn't realize when they started to vet me to be in charge of one of the government agencies, which I turned down, that has to do with this subject. He discovered he had figured out that. He did all that research on chlorine caused health damage. He had his engineers look at it. He said that he made several statements to me, which at the time I didn't quite catch. But now I know exactly what he was talking about. He said that would go against their plans. He never told me who there was. But then I found out. And what we have here, from what's been said, so what he's doing, he has one trait that's in all our favor. He really is obsessed with America, you know, being the country. I mean, he really is sincere about that part. The other part is that he's between what you and I are talking about and the audience is talking about and other people. But if you listen carefully to the March for More Science, that is really one of the most subservient, you know, very close to seditious movement. It's greater than the Black Lives Matter or the Western Kentucky University student body saying they want to give blacks free tuition. It goes way right. beyond that.
Well, see, I don't want to be flippant, but I'm not listening to any of that stuff now with all the stuff I've been working on. You know, the whole strategy comes down to is if you bring these consultants in, you know, on like a single call basis, right, that's essentially what you really need to do to get this situation resolved. And the last thing I'm kind of working on is the Indian Sky Maiden has pulled back the tail feathers with the time we have from the last thing for colors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's... It's coming together on a lot of that stuff. So, if you look at a 1597 image from 2016, John's last work, that's essentially the battleground. I've got all that figured out, though. So,
that's excellent work. I think yes, yeah.
You know, if you want to find some of that stuff, chapter 2 on Sarge will show you the data, and it pops right out at you when you drop everything in the state machine. So,
okay.
You know, I really probably shouldn't be sending any more stuff on this because of you remember your your apprehension on the major life forms from the linear accelerators that you really didn't want to get involved with, what we talked about. So the issue with you that we talked about for the birefringence on the crystal skulls, on the issue we're talking about, that deals with Keishi and his oxide for the HN and subatomic particles that are triangularly focused, as Dan Davidson would say, from the lungs into the top of the crown. And the other part I'm working on is the backside return of that. And when you look at all the modeling, what you've got, essentially, is you've got, of those five components, you're doing, for your stem cell factor, you're effectively doing periodically polled line writing of what needs to be transmuted. Now, when you look at how that stuff works, the fuel injectors and the motor timing, as you develop more inputs, the thing naturally does its development from the dielectric materials that I sent you, naturally, and causes all the clocking and unclocking. And those time constants, the major thing is the reset point. And that's the T-base from the chemtrailing.
Yeah, I totally understand that. That's good.
So almost everything we talked about is a summation at this point over all this stuff. The organic Marks Bank, the low nuclear spin high pH, you know, all those other items. So it all comes down to a small, little, neat little package and some pretty profound equations.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now we're making progress, and
I've been worried on all this stuff over the past month with all the things going on, and I just really didn't see the direction that would make it occur.
Contact with
Anna would help, Dr. Parker.
Yeah, it's very interesting about the Anna comments. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, I'm telling you that you've got 1 week window, I think, before the stuff that the Obama administration didn't do can be exposed what happened between April 15th and what's occurring on Communist Day, okay? You have 1 week to set the tiger trap. After that, all this work is probably for no use. Plan A.
Communist Day. That's, I know.
I can use a little bit of your time for this, is what I'm asking.
Yeah. And I'm completely positive about moving forward. My strength is better. The stem cell.
It's a phone call issue I'm talking about, Dr. Parker. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And is improving enormously. And.
Look at the iridium. Look at True Ots liquid supplements, and look at iridium concentration with the old company that was Metamatrix, you know, on the full blood cell content.
Mm-hmm.
Do a full packed blood cell meta, and look at the the osmium, the iridium, and the rhenium, and all those in the stem cell factor issues.
Mm-hmm.
That line writing stuff is the key to all the stuff you're working on. Now.
Yeah.
When you tie in that period writing grading, that's essentially the two resonators.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. That's it. I do.
Okay.
Well, I'm.
I'll let you go off the show because you got to make up 5 minutes. Okay.
Beg your pardon?
I'm gonna let you go because you got to make up 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know it. Listen,
okay.
Jeff, we're on.
Good luck.
Track.
You got 1 week. Good luck.
There's more to that statement than meets the eye, I'll tell you that. We're on air and have it come forth. And that's just missing the last part of the last hour. What I was talking about was the idea of Harvard researchers preparing for the geoengineering of the atmosphere. The idea of these are the last 5 minutes of the last hour, which apparently wasn't recorded. But the first stage of placing in the air to block the sun and the stars in the name of climate change is that they want to place in water as the first mythology. And if they can work the idea of changing the water molecule within the process of the geoengineering, which is, will be done over New Mexico, they're going to go to the next substance stage where they're going to add the diamond dust. And that'll include, of course, the calcium carbonate and the sulfates, which are already a part of that solar engineering research program. And the idea here is that the nations that supported the March Against Science, they want to claim parts of the ocean as part from the carbon dioxide emissions on the problems of, therefore, the acidification of the ocean on the ideas of the carbon buildup. Now, the whole thing with this is that the idea to stop global warming by using these geoengineering techniques to block us from the sun, which the sun is very important, you see, because it turns out we can't have life on the planet without it. You have sunspots, you have variation of sun waves, which are part of the global system and the climate change itself. But my presentation of this to the forces at work that are working against the president, Trump, is not going to. They're not going to stop global warming. You have a because you see the whole idea of weather and climate. They're not the same. The weather is not very predictable, and you know, and it can change very quickly. Climate is really a long-term average over weather events, usually over 30 years at a time. And global average temperatures are expected to increase, but how it's going to manifest, you know, and changes to some of that extreme weather pattern is not even possible to understand, because it can't be. It's you see, if you have changes of temperatures that the feedback on the climate system can increase the intensity of the speed of the warming. So in other words, let's say you had an example of that would be ice and snow. Snow reflects about 90% of the incoming solar radiation, and then the ice is going to reflect, according to very good science, is that it reflects 50-70% of the solar radiation, but the oceans absorb 90% of the solar radiation. So let's say if the temperature increase, you see, and you have the snow and ice, they melt, they have less solar energy reflected to space, and that's more absorbed by the oceans. So that would have a further warming that melts even more ice and snow. See? So what you have here is really the determination of the measurement of climate, which is based on infrared radiation. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Forget the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, one I wanted to mention, hello everyone, the call number is 800-313-9443, by the way. The reason is never explained to the public, but the reason that the, what I call psychoclimatists and geoengineers that want to take away our method of photosynthesis on the Earth, destroy our darkness, contaminate the water, change the genetic diversity of animals and humans, shouldn't have the nerve to march on science, say they want more money. This is really, but it's really about climate change, but the things we're talking about here. They want to use water as their first phase in New Mexico, but understand why. You see, I'm going to, before the break came in, you see, this is all controlled by infrared radiation. Now, water, as infrared light is being released from space from warm ground temperatures. In other words, you have a higher intensity light because the greenhouse gases absorb infrared at lower wavelengths, and that results in the loss of heat and loss to outer space. That's why you have cooler temperatures when you have an infrared window with water as the molecule that's going to be sprayed with these special chemicals. And you put the diamond chips in the diamond dust in the air, and now you're changing the carbon dioxide if that worked with the water. In other words, you have a radius of, you have the wavelength would be it would be 9 to 10 micrometers as the infrared window with oxygen. The infrared window would be about 11 to 12 micrometer wavelength with the water, but you change out the wavelengths where the greenhouse gases are going to absorb, and that infrared light from Earth would escape the space area at a higher and colder temperatures. In other words, low intensity light, slowing the heat escape. So this is why the Earth is getting cooler, because these experiments are being done in other places on the Earth. Now, the problem is now, you see, that the circadian, they forget about the circadian rhythm of the body. And we have in our brain the circadian rhythm with, you're familiar with melatonin. And the idea of having the circadian rhythm for night and day will be altered. Now, if you can have that, you can change the hormone level of the human being and the blood composition for the determination of the osmium as well, which Jeff caller was mentioning. So if we look at this from the standpoint of changing medicine that affects the death panel, and according to Dr. Emanuel, we're to die at 75, which the government has changed the age to 76, that we are to die at 76, and all of our metrics of worth change accordingly to that matrix. But if you see what the end game is not the climate change, but the climate itself with the circadian rhythm to change human beings. Now, that's something I hope was recorded on hour two of Parker Pathways, because how I led up to that was that's one of the biggest exposés next to the proof of alien life on the Earth by giants who had a second brain. We will see you at the other end of the of the break. It's 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have a lot to cover, but I want to make sure that I get Laura from Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Mr. Parker. I want your opinion on something. There's a war right now in the White House between the Kenites, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner. They want to go all in for global warming, climate change. And against them are the Gentiles, Steve Bannon and Scott Pruitt. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I know more about that than I should know. Your designation, let's go back to your question. It's a good question. But the idea of the basis of religious connotations can cloud that question tremendously. If I understand it right, Ivanka Trump, of course, took on the Jewish religion of her husband, and everybody's going to jump at that and start blaming the Jews for going to the bathroom in the wrong direction. You've got the Bannon people, of course. That is on a different level from what I understand. They're telling the press one thing. In fact, it's shocking to me how the press doesn't have a clue as to, really, they don't. They in fact, that's why they have these informants in the government. And that's why you have the press, who, in my opinion, are more than biased. And something needs to be done about the press and how they are also trying to tip off what I used to call, when President Obama was in power, the social communist, which it turned, you know, which they are. I mean, most of these people, they are. They're social communists. And then you have this Republican fraction of people who call themselves Freedom Group, which to me are nothing more, in my opinion, total traitors to the United States of America in their views in the background. They act like they're doing something for the people, you know, with the tax and tax bill they want to put together and the health care bill. Well, those are just not health care and tax bills. The United States is not even in the equation. Those are global principles. Now, the first hour of Parker Pathways, in fact, just before this you called, I gave away one of the biggest and darkest secrets of Uncle Sam. The whole process of climate change as a weapon, and which Hillary Clinton was promoting in 2012 in Chile at the great meeting. Now, all that being said, I think it's not a question of who wins, which is a correct way to ask the question, I believe, absolutely. It's a question of how much. You see, what you have here, I'm going to back this up a bit. You see, the biggest investment that they all want to make is in uranium, because their real plan is to have nuclear power plants. So what they're interested in is the development of Canadian nuclear fields to be part of the economic driver for the nuclear energy, which they want to have. They want to control nuclear, the weapons, and the nuclear plants. That's their aim. You have Laramide Company, you got UEX Energy, you got International Energy, you got Palladian Energy, and the contracts with other nations on the mining of uranium. So you take that being said. So what you have here is Ivanka is practically living. And she's making all her trips to the Canadian premier there. They've gone out in New York Place together. They hold hands together. Ivanka is very close to her father. The Bannon person, he knows in the terms of the next world war will be, it's forming right now, right in front of our eyes, even today. They want what is called the national global citizenship. They can't do that unless they control the energy. And the Ivanka Group doesn't want, as their investors are working, is that they want to control the energy plus the food supply. Now you take that, that's the third plate. Now I'll give you the fourth step. What's going on in terms of the most valuable investment that the government people want to make is in lithium. And that's in Chile. You have countries that are bidding for the lithium. You have South Korea, China, Japan, and Europe. They want the manufacturing products that are from the reserves of lithium from Chile. And the companies that will be guaranteed 25% of the United States producer of Almanar, which is called the Almanar Lithium Production, will be the country's development agency called CORFO, and it allocates permits for that lithium production. Well, the business of Ivanka and her presentation is to go higher within close to the control of a coup within the United Nations, with her husband leading that, for the production of lithium through the transfer company of Corfu. Now, the Banan people, they're interested in the French election for another reason. They want to have that country in the European Union so that they can make their deals in the terms of the control of the food and water supply and energy supply through another agency than the United Nations. So what you have here are two factions of people that are, it's not being reported, but the fact of having two types of United Nations governments. What President Trump is doing is that he believes in America, but he's influenced by Ivanka. So we're at a stalemate here. See, President Trump actually believes what he's saying. I mean, he actually has that in him. But I think what's going to happen is that the resources of the earth and the money is going to win. And that's going to be this is going to be the tough part. All of this is supposed to come to play with the China bid. In other words, the China company called BYD will want to make the biggest play for Chile for the lithium to be on that side of the group for the Ivanka group. And, of course, in Chile, they have the Japanese running that country, really. So all that's at stake. So it seems to me, in the real world, that your question really is the question of the day in terms of who controls the power of the nuclear power and the nuclear energy system with nuclear towers. And who's going to control the money, of which will be electronic. So Brandon's on the electronic money and Ivanka's on cash. And guess what Trump's for? He's for gold. So that's where that money's all, that triangular is going to go into the big system, in my opinion. So I think it's Ivanka. In the horse racing business, you call win, place, and show. Right now, Ivanka's win. Bannon's place, and China is the show. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yep. I have one more question for you.
Oh, God.
They keep talking about Russia flying over Alaska. I wonder if Russia's not taking radiation readings. That's why they're flying that close to Alaska.
Oh, well, you know, radiation readings are being done all the time. I'm not surprised. The Russians, however, have another game plan, which is to get as close to America international waters as they can. They've been doing it for years, but now they're picking it up because they want that threat, because they're calling Trump's bluff. And, we're in a dangerous time. The radiation readings, by the way, that's very important. Interesting you bring that up, because that is that is the measurement. You know, in the old days when measurements were taken of the atmosphere, you weren't thinking about carbon dioxide. Now, we're talking about in the 60s and 70s. You were thinking about flotation of coal smoke and the idea of carbon, and that's what you were doing. But what was found was that the carbon was radioactive and it was contamination in the ocean, making the ocean acidified. And so the climate change people were invented. What I think is going on is, in my opinion, we are already at war. and it's a war of radiation. The missiles are out there. They don't report them to the public. And it was... Remember when President Obama was with the Russian people in a Chinese meeting, and he said, I'll be elected the second term. Things would be easier. I'll give you the Aleutian Islands. He had four islands in there. Well, the guy that put that deal together was the peanut farmer president. He was the one that put that deal together. And so the idea here is to have bases and radiation. They were working on leftover atom bomb programs there. And I'm appalled that was snuck around from the people. And Obama did it. Obama actually gave them the four islands. So they're doing radiation experiments on those islands. So I think that you're very astute to ask the question, because I think that this is the ballgame. We're at war right now. We're at war for the radiation in our food. I read that last show. I gave you the list of the contaminants, the radiation and levels. I gave you the list of 149 chemicals in our drinking water that affect the biochemistry to make all of it happen. So that's where we are. And I'm going to have to
thank
go,
you.
And I don't want to leave you, because you're such an interesting, lovely listener, and you've been listening a long time, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. The whole thing here of the President Trump wants to get rid of the Obama rules for limiting water pollution from the coal-fired power plants. And the rule requires that utilities by next year cut the amounts of these toxic heavy metals like arsenic, lead, and mercury in the wastewater pipe from their plants into the rivers and lakes. And he wants to, you know, the president wants to limit that. That's part of that science regulation aspect was part of this march, but actually it was a march for money for coming in the other way with this, you see. Now, it's the way the water is regulated. That's what the President Trump is aiming at. And and on the surface it looks as if it's something else, but that's really what that's about. So, I put myself into the idea that if you have the Abbas basin in Canada for the nuclear to have mining of uranium, why did Hillary Clinton make her deal on a 10% bump in terms of the uranium to Russia to work that through? And why are the Bannon Group, which Laura is asking about from Michigan, being so conciliatory to that deal where we give away 10% of our uranium supply, and yet the laws are being changed to use drones to look for the uranium on the Canadian basin and tie it in with the Ivanka Group? I'm just saying. I don't have an answer for that, but it becomes apparent that if Hillary was setting it up, which he was very disappointed in, the fact of being able to control the uranium supply, which is very clear, that's what she wanted to do, she has yet to admit that. Where was the uranium to be processed? See? So you take the North Korean fellow there, who the satellite pictures show that they're putting the water into the missile site. You need the water to work with the uranium, and they think, you know, they'll be ahead there, a warhead on one of the missiles, and they've got all the crew out there playing volleyball, which is in the satellite picture, to make it look like they're just waiting for the water and uranium mix to take place. Maybe that was Hillary's intention all the time, and that's one of the suspicions. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Pathways, and welcome aboard. We just have a few minutes, and I want to make sure I get Kevin from New Hampshire. Hello, Kevin. Kevin from New Hampshire?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Dr. Parker?
Oh, I sure can. Thanks for calling.
A good friend of mine told me about your show, and I finally found a way to be able to listen. It's more education than I've been able to find for myself in the past hour and a half, and I looked for and found in the past 3 years. I'm very pleased to have found your show. I have a specific question about the energy situation that you're discussing. A number of years ago, I ran across a company called Berlun Corporation out of California, and they have a process called the hydrogen hot tube, whereby they use a hydrogen gas within a matrix And they use a proprietary system to force it to become helium-3. And in the process, they generate almost a 24 times return on their input. I've been following it for a couple of years. The essentials of the system is that they're supposed to get their second round of funding to prove it as a power source for electricity production by gutting an old technology coal power plant and installing their proprietary system and then repowering the plant with obviously no emissions, similar to a coal plant, and producing electricity by their system. There's a couple of additional things I found here, but I thought it was very interesting. I think it was 2014 or 2015. They proved their concept, and China granted them a patent. But there has, as to my knowledge so far, never been a United States, so to speak, patent granted. And considering the way China is part of the emissions reduction and all the rest of the greenhouse gases, are you aware of this situation, this corporation? Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah. The way you're pronouncing it is a little different. Pronounce it again, please.
The word is Brilloon. It's French. It's
That's what it is.
Capital B-R-I-L-L-O-U-I-N.
Yeah. They changed their name.
They did.
Yeah, the thing is, that there's a reason for that. I'll tell you in a minute. The thing is, see, the when I'm full-blown, they're doing patent intellectual property valuation, I'm going to have on my card that my competition is 900,000 patent agents in China. And that's the truth of it. That's how many they have. And their whole position as to their nation is to become leaders in the energy system. In other words, they want to sell the energy that they make. See what I'm saying? So the intellectual property shift is such that they actually did not take a license, but literally stole that innovation.
Really?
Yeah.
The reason why I ask you about that is because I came across...
My show's ending. The bumper music is here, and this is an important question. Can you call again sometime? We will talk about this.
I can hold on if you wish.
Well, I can't. We'll do the best we can. We're in a little bit of a problem there because we have a lot of other things. You hold on. Well, David, I want to thank everybody for listening to Hour 2. We're heading into Hour 3 of Parker Pathways. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
And I hope that you are having the time of your life.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.